You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron. Wayne is going to be with us in a few minutes, so we're just going to go right into business today. Got a very special guest, and many of you have probably seen him on TV. Maybe you haven't. But this gentleman here has quite a story, things that have happened in his life, past, present, and hopefully future. So we want to get into that because I think our guest, Ross Mandel, is it's a story of resilience. It's a story of believing in yourself. And it's hopefully a story of redemption and positivity as well. So, Ross, thanks for coming on the show, brother. Thank you.
Bruce, thanks for having me. What a privilege it is to be here. I'm so psyched. I can't even tell you how exciting.
Thank you so much. You know, I think we met through a mutual friend of mine who's an attorney, Mr. Mark Asters. I think he's the one that kind of put us together back in the day. And so shout out to him. I wouldn't have met you without that connection. So, and we've had Mark on the show, and he's a great guy. So Ross, I guess kind of, I'll kind of leave it to you. I do want to start with some of the your New York City, the high times on Wall Street. Definitely want you to touch on that, and then see how that kind of segued into federal prison, and then if you get too far down the way, I'll bring you back. So, kind of tell our listeners and viewers kind of what was going on in your life that led you to federal prison.
Well, that's there's quite a confluence of events, Bruce. You know, I didn't go to prison until I was about 56 years old.
Wow. Okay.
So from 0 to 56, you know, it was quite a journey. But I became, back in 1983, when sort of Wall Street met Main Street due to the approval of telemarketing by the Federal Trade Commission for the first time in history, young man from Wall Street could cold call, could telemarket the public and sell them securities and financial related products. Okay. And this opened up a huge, vast canyon, so to speak. Prior to this event, if you wanted to buy stocks, you had to actually go into New York or to a major city and go up to some ivory tower and engage with a stockbroker and a financial planner and plan it out. And this is for the first time in history, young men that were, of course, licensed, registered, and managed, heavily regulated, were able to solicit business from the public. And so you saw a huge explosion of events, and all of a sudden, millions and millions of Americans now were exposed to the stock market. Prior to that, it was like the playground of the rich, the wealthy, you know, the institutions and all that. And that is a very timely conversation today because you have another explosion going on today.
Today, as we speak.
As we speak live, here we go. What today? Today is Monday, August 5th, 2024. The Dow opened up down 1,000 points, and you don't see that every day. What? I mean, this is exciting stuff. I mean, hopefully you guys out there are hedged. You're not just long. And that must be the indomitable Wayne.
Yes.
Hello, Ross.
Wayne, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm excited about today.
Me too. I hope we were just talking about the stock market.
Yeah. And,
you know, one thing that I've been begging people, I've been pitching people, I've been coaching people. All you have to do is go online to my Instagram or my YouTube. My name is Ross Mandel, RossMandell, and it's RossMandell.com. The Real Ross Mandel on YouTube and Ross Mandel on Facebook and Instagram. I've made several videos. I reposted some of them today that we're in troubled waters. It's like Simon and Garfunkel. We are in trouble waters, people. Right now, the markets are out of hand. The government has severely mismanaged the finances of the corporation of the United States of America. We have $35 trillion in debt. Our debt pay is $1 trillion a year now. Just goes to the interest on our debt without touching the principal. And if this was a person or a business, we would go like this. But this is America. And we've been severely mismanaged for a long time. I'm not political. It doesn't matter which party you affiliate to. We've got to stop spending. We've got to start managing our assets more wisely. And running our country responsibly, just like your government wants you to be responsible, just like you asked for businesses to be held responsible. I mean, it's out of control. And so you have runaway inflation. You have stock prices that have been highly inflated by ridiculous amounts of demand and market makers that are very greedy, et cetera. And now you're starting to see a little bit of a reckoning. And overnight, the Japanese market was down 12.5%. One day, they dumped $24 trillion in treasuries. They took our paper and said, we don't want it anymore. I'm fearful that Russia and China and other countries will do the same. And the only reason this market is not going to hell in a handbasket is because there's an election. And the powers that be will not allow this market to crumble fully, as it should, by the way, in a free market. They're going to support it because it's a political thing. In my opinion, it's my opinion only, if the powers that be let the market trade where it goes, where it should go, there won't be a Democrat left in Washington. So they're going to do everything they can to goose the market. And so you all have some sort of protection right now because of the election year. But it doesn't matter who wins the election. Both parties are responsible for the irresponsibility. This market's going down. It's going down bad. And I've called it already. I've been talking about it, you know, all year. It's coming. If you insist on going long, be responsible. Hedge yourself. Marry a put to your position. So when it crashes, you get some insurance. You know, you insure your car, you insure your house, you insure your health. Why would you not insure your portfolio?
Explain to our viewers about what hedging yourself. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay. So, you know, the market goes up, the market goes down. You could play the market to go up and you could play the market to go down. You could place your bet, so to speak. You can invest in your instruments to play it one way, but you don't have to play it only one way, right? So, Bruce, you own a home?
Yes, sir. Bruce? Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Do you have insurance on that home?
I do.
You have flood insurance and fire insurance?
The whole nine yards. Yes, sir.
Do you hope that your home burns down or gets flooded out?
No.
So why do you spend this money on the insurance?
On that bad day that it might.
God forbid some act of God happens, some craziness, and you lose everything.
Right.
Now you take a hit, right?
Yep.
So it's the same thing with your portfolio. I've been begging people. You're buying stocks. Let's say you're buying Apple stock, right? Apple's a great example. Warren Buffett just dumped about $200 billion worth. Jamie Dimon just sold $1 billion worth of J.P. Morgan stock. Warren Buffett just dumped billions of Bank of America. So those stocks are getting hit. Now, let's say you're long those stocks, okay? Long means you own them and you hope they're going to go up. Short means you borrowed them and sold them and hope it's going to go down. So let's just say you bought the stock and you're long. Okay? You can buy what they call a derivative. It's a put option. And you can marry it. It can be on Apple. It's a little piece of paper that says, I'm betting Apple stock's going to go down. It's like buying insurance. I'm betting my house is going to burn down. I'm betting my house is going to be flooded out. You hope you never have to cash in that insurance.
Right.
But in the event that Apple stock gets killed like it has today and has this past Friday, that little out of the money put is your insurance policy. While Apple stock comes down, that put goes up in value. And so in a sense, it washes out your loss. And if Apple stock just stays the same or keeps going up, the put expires worthless, just like your insurance policy does every year. Right? You have to keep renewing your insurance. So that's why it's called a hedge. You're still playing the market to go up because you believe in Apple and you believe it's going to go higher. But God forbid you get hit like this, stock goes down 50, 100 points, God knows how many. That little piece of insurance you bought, it's called marrying a put, prevents total financial loss. And, you know, I don't understand why people, they insure everything. Women insure their wedding rings.
I mean, I have like a Robinhood account. I can do a put or something like that on one of these, or do I have to see a broker to do something like that?
No. You can do this by yourself, and or you can call a broker, you know, and seek some advice. You know, I would tell you that a professional's advice is, you know, I mean, when I don't feel good, I can finagle antibiotics from someone. But it's always best that I go see a doctor and say, I think I need antibiotics. What do you think? You know what I mean?
I got you 100%.
I mean, so, I believe in paying professionals their fee. I think that they're licensed, they're regulated, and most of them are good people. Now, what happened with me, I became a very, very successful stockbroker. And ultimately, I had a big following, and I started my own firm. And I was very, very successful. And I went into business. I blew up my business in a good way. Everybody wanted to come work for me. And then I sold the business. And I made a lot of money. And I sort of retired. And then back in 2000, when the tech bubble burst, that was sort of the end of the world, part one. And we had Enron and WorldCom. And Amazon went from 300 down to 3. I saw a really good opportunity because I knew that it was going to be a prolonged downturn. And if I could put some money together and create the right structure, I would be able to acquire assets for 5 cents on the dollar. Just like after 08, 09, with the too big to fail and all the big bailouts, you know, you were able to go buy in a downtime, you could buy stuff really good, right?
And, yeah, exactly.
Right. Adversity brings opportunity. And I teach this in the Wealth Formula, which is the curriculum I'm launching. The pre-sale actually starts next week.
All right.
It's a brilliant curriculum. I'm going to try and share a lot of this expertise with all of you out there that just don't know, that they don't teach this kind of thing in school. They don't teach financial literacy. They don't teach the stock market. They don't teach how to take an idea and turn it into a business. You have to go to an expensive graduate school and spend $200,000 to get a master's degree in business. We're offering this for like $300. This is all you'll ever need. And so to make a long story short, I wrote a little thesis. Everything I wrote came true. I managed to raise millions of dollars, and I formed a company on Wall Street, and then I took it public on the London Stock Exchange. So I'm the first American to ever bring a regulated American business public on the London Stock Exchange.
Why did you use London? What was the motivation by that?
My theory is that we are, because of the internet, cell phones, you know, just connectivity, this world is coming together. And from a geographical and historical perspective, I felt like London could be the financial capital sort of the new world. You know, you have London, you have it's a gateway to China. It's much closer than the U.S. And you're talking about with the time zones and all that, Dubai, Qatar, the Middle East. You know, London is a hop, skip, and a jump. Certainly a lot closer than the United States. Also, culturally, you have more of a multicultural or global expression of the planet in London than you do in the United States. Right. And so I felt like London was the stepping stone for me to go to Asia and then to the Middle East and circle the globe. And obviously, I was already entrenched in America. So London was the first step. So they didn't know me in London. And they didn't understand a lot of the sort of financial engineering that the Americans have have learned and generated and rolled out. And so I brought that show to London, went public at a very, very successful stock offering. And then 2 years later, I raised a lot of money. I bought many companies, and then I took that company public on the London Stock Exchange as well in 2004. And we were very, very successful, and we were growing like crazy. And then in November of 06, 40 FBI agents raided our office at number 110 Wall Street, middle of the day. And they said, "Don't worry, nobody's getting arrested. Nobody's getting indicted. We're just here to execute a search warrant." In the middle of the day, on a Tuesday, November the 5th, 2006, and the entire New York press was in the lobby of our building before the first agent walked in. So somebody knew, and somebody did the wrong thing, right? And 3 years later, in 2009, I get a call that I'm going to be indicted. After in 2008, they said, "Don't worry about it. You're not going to be indicted." They let me sell that firm. I sold Sky Capital because it became untenable for me to continue and carry on when the FBI had made such a public showing of raiding my place. All right. So in 2011, I went to trial. I still maintain my innocence. I'm not guilty of the charges that were brought against me. And ultimately, after a six-week trial where essentially there was no evidence and nothing was proven, I was found guilty in federal court, much like Donald Trump was. Of what crime, still we're not sure of, 34 counts. I was only found guilty of 4 counts. And make a long story short, they sentenced me to 12 years in prison. And because I fought the government.
Because you went to trial. You went to trial and lost.
I think you understand, Bruce. You have expertise.
Can you say what your deal was? What was the deal that they gave you instead of going to trial?
So if I would have cooperated and given the United States government a senator or a congressman, I probably would have had no sentence. Probably would have been no jail.
Oh, wow.
At most a year, not even two. Okay. Instead, I went to trial. I spent millions of dollars. I'm still fighting to prove my innocence. But I went and I eventually did my time, as you know, and I was released this past January. And I was ultimately convicted of manipulating the London Stock Exchange. While I was in London with non-residents of the United States, Europeans. There's a lot of people that still say, that's not a crime.
Right.
And so, you know, American Greed, you know, the show on CNBC, that hit show, they did I'm the finale of season 9 called The Sky's the Limit.
Yes.
But, you know, I did my time. I keep filing motions, and you know how many there are. You know, this motion after motion. Mm-hmm. You understand the federal business probably better than anybody in the entire United States. If you have a problem, if you're concerned, you call Bruce Cameron.
All right.
Because he's the best. He is the best, and he helped me.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, while I was in prison, everybody in prison seems to know everything. People have time on their hands. I'd say 30% of all inmates have cell phones or access to cell phones. People are calling their family and saying, "Google this guy, Google that guy." Right. And so within minutes of me getting on the compound, everybody knew who I was.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys used to line up outside my cell. And they'd say to me, "You're the OG, bro." And I said, "What does that mean?" They said, "Well, you're the OG, original gangster." They said, "Listen, I got 20 years for $12,000 and a gun. You got $140 million with no gun. You got to teach me how to do that." That's how nuts so some of the guys in there can be. But the point is, they all wanted to learn about the stock market. They all wanted to know about building companies, about creating wealth. And so it started out teaching one or two guys in the unit. Then that grew to 6 guys and 10 guys. And one day there's 15, almost 20 of us sitting in the unit. And SIS came in And said, Mandel, what are you doing?
That's a special investigated section of the prison. Go ahead, Ross.
Right. These guys monitor crime in prison.
Right.
Guys that are in prison that might be committing crime. I said, what am I doing? I said, I'm teaching the guys business. They said, we could charge you with inciting a riot. There's 15, 18 guys sitting around in chairs.
Right.
Studying.
You can't gather more than three. Yeah, right.
Who knew? I didn't know any of this. You know, I'm not. So they said, listen, if you want to teach, let's go to education and see what they think. So I went to education and I said, agreed to teach. So I taught classes I submitted curriculums that were approved by the BOP and even by the DOJ. And they started I started teaching ACE classes. And they said they're giving time off to the inmates to take my classes. And I taught a lot of guys a lot of great stuff. And it became very popular on the compound. I did Introduction to the Stock Market 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Motivation classes, a course on building wealth and business. And I did it at Miami Low, Miami Camp, Coleman Camp, all these different places. I taught a psychology class, this and that. And a lot of guys said to me, Mr. Mandel, listen, if you would just do this when you get out, a million people will sign up for your courses. I said, really? They said, yeah, 100%. And I was sort of like, taken aback because, you know, I spent my whole life studying business, wealth creation, the markets, motivation, the psychology behind all these different things. And it would just stun me that so many people are just not educated or have no access to this kind of thing without having to go to some fancy college and spend $1 zillion in an MBA program. And, you know, I didn't get it. So I sat down, and over the course of my stay, I was in federal custody for 112 months, 9 years and 4 months. For those of you that are trying to figure out how much 112 months is, it took me a while to get the hang of that too. I created a magnificent curriculum called the Wealth Formula, and it's a 108-page text, which is digital, downloadable into a hard copy if you want. It has about 200 hyperlinks to source material. So you know what I'm teaching is the real thing. And then we have downloadable PDFs and worksheets, and then 13 full video modules of me on this exact set teaching and discussing and trying to make it as entertaining as I can, because listen, some of it's a little dry. But if you want to learn how to get wealthy, you know, it's not like going to the local pub. It's not quite as boring as going to school, because I make it really as entertaining as I can. And it's pretty good. I mean, we've had nothing but people going crazy. I mean, in a positive way, very, very excited.
I'm ordering it. Don't worry. It's
something for everybody. And just because the one thing I insisted on is that we give too much value. Because of what's been done to me and my name, I don't want anyone to say,
you want to over-deliver.
I'm way over-deliver. We're including every document that you need to be in business. Articles of incorporation, articles of LLCs, corporate documents, you know, every single thing you need, you know, that you would need to be in business today. You know, the bylaws, the covenants, you name it, it's there. And just the documents alone, my people tell me, would cost thousands. It would literally cost thousands just to access these documents on your journey. And I include them, every document you'll need. And again, it's a 108-page text. It's very, very comprehensive. I don't care if you're a kid that doesn't know anything about business, but you have an idea or you have a product that you thought of, you have a dream. You take this course, or if you're Elon Musk, potentially the greatest visionary CEO of all time, he made the mistake when he built Tesla, and I think SpaceX as well. He incorporated in the state of Delaware. Right in my curriculum, which was, by the way, published months and months and months long before Elon's deal in Delaware, we say you do not, if you're a founder an officer, a director, you never incorporate in Delaware. You incorporate in Nevada. You incorporate in Wyoming. You incorporate in Alaska. And you incorporate in the great state of Texas because of the existing law. Right. That the issues that so Musk ended up having to have had his $56 billion pay package thrown out by some judge who just thought it was unfair, even though it was already granted by his board and by his shareholders, et cetera. And all he had to do was contact me or look at our course, and he would know you do not incorporate in the state of Delaware. And then Musk comes out on a tweet and says, never incorporate anything in the state of Delaware. Right. If that's not a great, you know, a great claim for me. I don't know what right. is.
That's awesome. So. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm living proof of that. Just a tiny aside. My business, I incorporated way back in the day, believe it or not, even before I retired from the Bureau of Prisons. It's a PA. It's a professional association. It allows me to file as an S-Corp or a C-Corp, depending correct. On what I have, right? So if I was a plumber and I had a lot of trucks, I might want to go with a as a C-Corp, but I go, I'm a service guy, so I'm more of an S-Corp guy. But you're correct. Absolutely right, man. The Articles of Association, everything was very easy. Went through the Attorney General's office. Haven't skipped the beat. Speaking of, you know, Trump and the Trump pass-through taxes were very friendly for me as a small businessman. I saved probably $15,000, $20,000 in tax. That's not a flex. That's a fact, you know. So, no, Ross, I mean, some of these things I've actually lived them. So that's why you're on the show today, man, because, you know, these are great fundamentals. I think you're just teaching some great fundamentals, you know.
You know what? You got to be smart. And I always like to say, and I say this to my guys all the time, I say, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know. I mean, there's so much knowledge out there. There's so much wisdom out there. Not everybody wants to sit and read through journals or pour through the internet and listen to that. So, you know, I'm just trying to provide, you know, I basically take a lifetime of life experience and information, and I pump it into this 108-page text and all these videos, which are very, very, I'm told they're very, very entertaining. They're fun. They're interesting. And what I do is we incorporate my personal stories along the way. You know, I don't want to ever tell you something, and then you'll say to me, well, how do you know that? And I'm going to tell you how I know it, because right. I've lived it, and I've recalled all the different experiences, and I'm offering up, you know, good, bad, and ugly, my experiences yeah. right on the screen. And it's very well produced. You know, we got Emmy Award-winning, Golden Globe nominated, you know, award-winning producers, top guys. And it's very, very exciting. And I want to give Brad Lee, who's going to be marketing this, and with the Lightspeed VT and Henderson, Nevada, they're just amazing. What a tremendous group. They handle guys like Tony Robbins and Andy Elliott and Robert Kiyosaki, you know, Rich Dad,
oh, yeah.
Poor Dad.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad, yeah.
All right, Damon John on Shark Tank. I mean, this guy and his company represent the top, if you name the top 30 influencers in this field of online education, online
career. So they're handling your product, Russ?
They are. They are. Oh, full wow. partnership we have with them now.
That's
and just
awesome.
Got back from Nevada about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It's rock and roll time. I'm very, very excited.
I like that. And so when will this launch happen, or when will this unveiling?
Next week, for the first time, the pre-sale, the landing page will be out there. It'll be, it's a landing page for the Wealth Formula. You go to RossMandel.com. You can sign up for it now. It'll be for sale starting next week. And then the full curriculum will be delivered in about 6 weeks' time. And but it's already produced. I'm just going to go out to Nevada one more time and make it interactive. And we're killing it. It's just very, very exciting. You know, listen, you know, it's been said about me that I spent my whole life taking. And I did. I was a good taker. I did well. And I lived well. And I did go to prison. And I did pay my, you know, I'm not sure why I went to prison. But I paid plenty, more than anybody should ever pay in a lifetime. But during that experience, I always believe if it's possible, you take whatever negatives you have in your life and you flip them over and you turn them into positives as best you can in this world that we live in. You know, I'm a big believer in God. I have a lot of faith. My creator, the guy I pray to, created the universe. So helping me out a little is not such a big deal. And I wanted to take my negative experience and turn it into a positive for the world. I want to give back. I did a magazine interview for some people that I knew here in Boca Raton, Florida, called Simply the Best Magazine, a great magazine. Great group of guys.
I remember seeing that post. Yeah.
And I did, and they said the wolf, a former Wolf of Wall Street turned educator. And I love that. Yeah. You know, I power to the woman that write that, wonderful lady. I'm an educator today. And, you know, when I'm teaching you something, you know, it's because I have a broken, battered body. I'm not some highfalutin, overpaid professor that's got some sort of liberal wing, left wing view of the world. I've taken a beating and I keep on going, but I'm sharing with you some very hard fought, hard earned wisdom. And I owe it to yourself to check it out.
Sir, I just opened your webpage. Man, I'm excited.
It's pretty cool, right?
What's it? Unbelievable. Actually, the webpage itself is unbelievable. Yes.
Thank you so much.
I've registered. So
thank you, Wayne.
You know, I mean, Ross was, they come in there, they crash the office, and this is more taken from the American Greed, but man, Ross just kept hitting it, man. Remember you had a sizzle reel for a reality show, right?
Yeah, I wanted the world to see what I was going through because I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they told me to get small, to disappear, to hide in front of my lawyer, sell everything, you know, wind down.
You doubled down, man. Yeah,
you doubled down. I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. I did not do anything wrong, which is why I so relate to former President Trump's journey. Yeah. I mean, you know, what did he do? And, you know, the guy never committed a crime in his life. He's 77 years old. All of a sudden, he's accused of 94 felonies. Come on. Stop it.
No, I mean, stop it. No, I got you. I'm just, again, man, just focus on your energy. And yeah, you know, that's nice that you've kind of come of age. I love what you're saying, right? I've got a battered body. I'm a professor or a educator.
I've been beaten.
Yeah, but man, you know, look, I watched I saw that episode of American Greed probably 10 times,
right?
Before I even met you, bro. I'd never, you know what I mean? You know, some of these guys you meet, some of them you don't meet, you know what I mean? But
exactly,
never thought I was gonna meet you, you know? And so, I'm just saying it's kind of a compliment, it's a backhanded compliment, anyway, right? So, I've seen this thing and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's doubling down, you know, with the video. Hey, I got a wife, I got the daughters, you know, the whole thing. And it's just great, you know. And,
exactly right.
It's good that you gave props to your daughter the other day. I saw that. It was real good of you to kind of make, you know, bring in some breadth and depth to what's going on here. And, man, here you go, you know, social media team doing it right. I mean, lots of appearances, a lot of activity, Ross. I mean, not that I'm some sort of a judge of this stuff. I mean, I've been around a little bit, but man, you just, you know, you're doing it right. So I applaud you for that. And
thank you so much. Coming from you, that means so much to me.
The energy that you bring, man, is just, I wish you could put that in a bottle and sell that stuff. I guess it's the best thing.
I'm doing that. Just so you know, that's what we're doing. I'll tell you a funny thing. So a lot of people have reached out to me and have asked me for like one-on-one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, so I have a team that represents me, you know, building a company called Raw Media.
Okay? And Ross, Wayne and I went to the Orange County, you know, Life Coaching Institute. We got our life coaching certification.
Wow.
Right? So we're sort of, Ross, you can get it done, too. I mean, and that way you'd be a certified life coach. It's a relatively unregulated industry. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're going to get jammed up.
No, I love that. And just so you know,
a certified coach. So
they call it a mastermind. So you know, we opened up a mastermind option. A
little Napoleon Hill action there, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And you go to info@rossmandel.com, 2 S's, 2 L's, and inquire about it. And so I had two mastermind sessions this morning. Two young men that have paid a good amount of money to have private time with me. And if you know anything about me, I have a pretty big ego. and I'm a successful guy, and I'm gonna do everything I can to make these guys successful. If it kills me, if it kills them, you know, I'm gonna change the trajectory of their lives. And they seem to know it already, and they're already giving testimonials. We just really started, and I want what's best for them. They're kids. They're 31 years old. You know, kids to me. I'm 67. Right. You know what I mean? It's funny when you get older, everybody's a kid. And
we're with you, brother.
It's a crazy thing, right? Wayne's laughing, but come on, it's a funny thing. If you're 55 years old, you're like a child to me.
Exactly.
And these guys listen to them, and I have so much life experience, and I have so much painful experience. I mean, I really think that true growth, true wisdom comes from pain. You know, I never learned so much from my successes, but my hardships, the hard times, my failures, what? I mean, it's like, you know, you're getting hit in the face with a 2x4. If you don't learn from that, guess what? You put your hand on the oven, right? 25 times, nothing happens. The one time you put your hand on the hot oven, you're like, ah, now you learn, right? It's crazy.
Exactly.
So, you know, these are young men with young families, and they've reached out, and I feel like it's such a wonderful thing. And we're going to be doing coaching, group coaching sessions for less money, one-on-ones. I'm also available for many years. I consulted with businesses, Fortune 500 companies. I've taken over 100 companies public. I formed well over 150 private and public companies. All this is documented, by the way. One thing about me, it's everything about my life is fully transparent. Right. I have been besmirched. My life has been revealed in the Wall Street Journal front page 6 times. The biggest story ever written up until March 14th, 1996 by the Dow Jones Corporation was on my life. 5,250 words, March 14th, 1996, about what a wild, crazy stockbroker I was.
Yeah.
But it's not because I wasn't successful. Obviously, I was very successful. Otherwise, they'd have put you on the front page. But, you know, they wrote this crazy story. I've been on the front page of the journal multiple times. I've been in the journal maybe 20 times. Forbes, the magazine, Forbes website. I've been on the papers in London almost on a regular basis. The South China Morning Post did 2 featured stories on me in China. I've never been to China, but on the biggest selling newspaper, English selling newspaper in China, said if there's one name, one American name that you should know, it's that of Ross Mandel.
What?
So a guy named Alex Lowe, a shout out to Alex Lowe, when he was a young reporter, wrote these stories about me and the trial that I was going through. Yeah. And the claims that the government was making, et cetera, and the way they view the world. And so, you know, my whole life story has been featured in newspapers, film, video, American Greed. I did a big show with Jesse Ventura, conspiracy theory. And now I'm being approached by several production companies and some authors. They want to write my story. They want to produce my life story. And, you know, I'm entertaining opportunities right now. I haven't agreed to anything.
But well, I'll tell you, one thing that I'd like our viewers to understand is I said a while ago I signed up for your webpage.
Yes.
And while you were talking, I've already received an email with a welcome. My journey begins. And watch the wealth formula, the exclusive resource. I've already received a wonderful reply. And now, listen, this is the real deal.
I mean, it is the real deal.
I'm so impressed. I could run out and climb a tree backwards. Thank you.
I believe if you're going to do something, you go to the best. I actually did a social media. I have people that are doing all this for me, of course. I've hired some of the best people in the world. I should say they really hired me. You know, they found me and said, we want to feature you. Would you be willing to let us promote you? Would you be willing to let us do all these different things?
Right.
So, today there was a post up. I was being interviewed about Brad Lee and Lightspeed. I said, you know, I'm a Wall Street guy. People approached me, I did a lot of research, and everywhere I looked, they kept saying, you got to talk to a guy named Brad Lee. I'm saying, who's Brad Lee? They said, bro, he's the kingmaker. I said, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means. They said, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Andy Elliott, Russell Brunson, you know, one after the next after the next. One thing they all have in common is Brad Lee launched them. Brad Lee handles their curriculums, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, what? And so I reached out to the company, and we had a number of conversations, and then eventually I spoke to Brad, and we flew out there and, you know, came to an agreement. I have to go back. But the point is that, you know, Wayne, you have to bring in real people, the best people. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not taking any chances. I've seen what the government can do.
My hood
is open. If I drive now, I leave the hood open so people can see it. There's no sneaky stuff.
You remind me of the guy that walking around and he wore a belt and suspenders because he was a safety engineer and he didn't want to take any chances.
I know that guy, by the way. He wears a belt and suspenders and a bow tie.
We all know him. He doesn't take any chances.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I we'll have to do another show because, I mean, Ross and Wayne have a lot of similarities. I mean, with what Wayne does and his training and the countless, probably thousands of people Wayne's trained in the sales sphere and also probably, anyway, but that's another show we simply don't have time for. We got less than eight minutes. So we got to kind of start to wind this down. So, real quick, I mean, so Ross, what were some of the things that you were seeing and trying to warn people about today and where we are? Can you share a little bit about that? Some of the things that you were seeing and say, hey, this thing is going to happen and here we are.
You mean about the stock market?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, people don't understand what the stock market is. When you invest in a stock, when you buy shares of a stock, you're buying a very small sliver of a company.
Yes.
Okay. And what people don't do is they look at the price of the company. They say, well, it was 11 and now it's a 6, so it must be a good buy. Or it's 11, it's gone up to 15, I think it's going to 20. What you must have to understand is, do you want to own a piece of this particular company? Forget about what the shares are doing. That's a shell game. You know, that's like going to a casino and reading the neon signs and saying, look, this guy won jackpot of $495,000. This guy won $21 million. Let's go in. We're going to win money. That's a fool's game. Okay? So when you have to understand what the market is, what the stock, the shares that you're buying, what they represent. Is this a business that you would like to own? Then you have to decide what your risk tolerance is. You know, shares go up, they go down, they go sideways for years. Some shares kick off money, meaning they pay dividends, and some don't. So there's all different things that you have to decide. But most people just, you know, human beings, we're social creatures. We're tribal. We enjoy being with each other. And one guy says, you know, Bruce, I'm making millions of dollars in the stock market. I'm making all this money. And then you go to your friend Wayne. You say, Wayne, I met this guy Ross. He says he's making all kinds of money in the stock market. And Wayne says, yeah, Bruce, you in the market. And all of a sudden, Bruce goes home and says, I'm getting in the stock market. And people get influenced like that. Yeah. And fear and greed drive markets up and down.
That happened to me in 99.
I get it. You and a lot of people. But just so you understand, you have to understand. So that's why I will be teaching in about before Thanksgiving, we'll be launching Introduction to the Stock Market, the same course I taught in prison, approved by the BOP, the DOJ, and everybody else. And we even had the warden come in taking notes. The officers were coming and taking notes. People do not understand what the stock market is, where it came from. So, you know, and it's intimidating if you start Googling this or, you know, you try and buy some textbooks. Good luck. I mean, boring. We try to make everything entertaining. Like my personality, I try to speak in an entertaining fashion. I'm animated. I use my voice, the tone, the inflection, my sort of staccato New York gangster delivery, you know, all these different type of things because I want to be interesting. I want you to be receptive to what I'm saying so we can find common ground, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I know that's just going to be an incredible success. I applaud you, man, because you believe in yourself. You've been talking about this, for months, Ross. We had, several phone conversations on and off last couple of years, it seems. And, man, you're saying the same thing. You're very consistent every time. You know, nothing's changed. You know, the one thing that doesn't change is the truth, right?
Anyway, that's exactly right. And now we're a lot farther along. But listen, anytime you want me back, you just let me know.
No, we got a few more minutes. So real quick, Ross, how can our viewers and listeners, all your socials now, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, go ahead, website, say it again.
Okay, you go to, it's rossmandel.com, two S's and two L's, rossmandel.com. It's the real Ross Mandel on YouTube. Please subscribe to my stuff. It's great. On Instagram and Facebook, it's Ross Mandel. And my home is Boca Raton, Florida. I have a friends page. It's almost full, but if you get in there today, you could probably friend me. And if I see you from Texas or LA, I'm gonna say yes. Otherwise, I have a public page, what they call like a fans page. Right. And I have about 11,500 people now that all of a sudden out of nowhere started following me, which is pretty cool. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Threads. I'm on TikTok, for God's sakes. I don't care what the Chinese know about me. Just ask Alex Lowe. I've been on the front page of your newspaper.
You'll be on Temu selling Ross shirts. Just kidding.
Yeah, pretty soon there's going to be merchandise. Don't kid yourself. The wealth formula, bro. And the parent is called Raw Media because they say that I'm raw. I'm nice. Raw AF. The young people you know go. What I'm saying. Raw AF. So why not Raw Media? And I'm going to do the best that I can to just give back. I mean, I'm 67 years old, and I want people to be more advantaged than I was. I had to learn everything the hard way. I took a lot of knocks. It's very tough out there. And if I can influence a few people's lives and change the trajectory, then that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's what it's all about now.
That's what it's all about, brother. Again, thanks for coming on the show. Much love. Thank you. We're going to hit you up. And folks, what a great opportunity this was, to see Ross Mandel, especially now, because I know a couple years from now, he won't return my calls.
That's not true.
Just kidding.
Bruce Cameron. No, man. You're the one that's so busy right now. Bruce Cameron's a star. I don't know what you people have done to him.
You never know. I'll keep track of you. You keep track of me. We'll see what happens.
I love it.
Yeah, brother. Take care. Thanks so much. And again, watch our podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Amazon Audible. We're on iHeartMedia. And man, this is a little podcast that could. Hey, you know what I mean? We've been going strong since 2016 here at LA Talk Radio. Just a special shout to Sam and the owner, our producer. And thanks to everybody that's been supporting us, of course. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Wayne, how can people reach you?
Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
And there it is, folks. But tell me again,
Ross, where is it that I can request your friendship on?
Just type in
my
Ross.
My Facebook page, at Ross Mandel.
Everybody's clamoring for there to get the last 15 spots.
Let's go. Come on, Wayne.
It'll be from Wayne Fritz. So watch your Bruce Cameron.
I got that. I love the way he says Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a blessed week. We'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Wayne.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.